So it's $10 for a BJ, $12 for an HJ, $15 for a ZJ.
What's a ZJ?
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to. It's the Huff Uncensored. Real quick, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster. Just a great place to grab some barbecue. Also, it's presented to you by Jad's Mile High Smoke. And now, new to the party, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Go ahead and go to betonline.ag. Again, that's betonline.ag. Go there today or use your mobile device to get in on all the great action. It's Bet Online, where the game starts.
Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
You know me. I like my polls. No, not those polls. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Okay? There's a poll of 2,000 employed Americans. This is kind of shocking to me, but I kind of respect it. They found that 52% of the people polled would use their vacation travels as a chance to work remotely, and 29% have done so without notifying anyone that they work with. Which kind of tells me that if you can go on vacation and quote-unquote work, and nobody knows that you're on vacation because you're still able to get your job done, tells me that your job probably isn't that hard, right? Think about that. If you can go somewhere else, like say Hawaii, and you go in there, you spend a couple hours each morning doing what miscellaneous job you have, and then the rest of the day you're at the beach. Maybe you check in right before 5 o'clock type of thing. And nobody's the wiser. How, first of all, I tip my cap to you because that's freaking awesome. But it kind of tells you, just like, man, you got an easy gig. It might be somewhat difficult, but overall, it's not a grind. That's pretty awesome that if you can do that, and you're saving on vacation time, you still have that vacation time. And to be honest, I don't see really what's wrong with this. If you can get the job done, then what's it matter? You're just working remotely. And that's what's cool about working remotely, is you can do it from anywhere. I don't have a grind of a job anymore. I do this, and then I keep up the house. I'm a house husband, yes, but I also, you know, do production on this. I do production for Mile High Sports, and sell the podcast as much as I can, and I'm terrible at it. But you know, and doing all this stuff, I don't have that much of a grind. I can, and I've done it before, take this on the road, and I can still get my stuff done. I might reduce some of what I normally do, but it's easy enough for me. But if you have a quote-unquote 40-plus hour job week, and you can go on vacation and nobody notices because you're still getting the job done, I say do it. Who fucking cares? It's only a problem when you don't get the job done. So if you can get the job done, who cares? Now, close to 4 in 10, so it's right at 39% of people said they explained it was simply because they like what they do for work. I call bullshit. I call bullshit. You're just saying that because you're afraid somewhere deep down, you're afraid that your boss is going to find out that you took this poll, and then they're going to be like, that motherfucker. I get that in a sense, but I don't really agree with that. But hey, maybe you do love your job that much We were like, you know what? I'm just going to keep working on my vacation. I'm sure your family loves you for that one. Jesus. Meanwhile, others would work on vacation to hit an important work deadline that overlapped with their vacation time. That's 28%. Or to save on their PTO, 26%. 26% of the people, I get. Why not? You can save on your PTO. That's a big deal. When you need it most is like somebody gets sick or something like that and you need extra time or whatever. That's that. And I also get the overlap. If you have a vacation scheduled, but then there's a big project that you need to get done and you already are working from home, you might as well just take it, your computer with you and get it done that way. I see plenty of people whenever I'm on a flight. Even when we were going to Hawaii, people were working on the plane and they were saying that they're going on vacation, but they still had to get some work done. My thing is, overall, I can't judge you for it. If you can do it and get away with it, that's awesome. Do it. But as soon as you fuck up and you don't get the project done, guess what? Then they're going to start coming down on you. Okay, why couldn't you get this done? My internet crashed. Okay, you know, Carl lives in the same neighborhood as you. He didn't have any Wi-Fi issues or internet issues. Okay, I was at Hawaii, okay? And then after that, I went to Guatemala and I met a lady of the evening. And long story short, she stole my computer. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Classic story. Didn't get my job, you know, my projects done because a Guatemalan hooker took my laptop. Classic. Sex worker. My apologies. This is pretty interesting. Asteroid hunters have spotted 27,500 overlooked near Earth asteroids, which is more than were discovered by all of the world's telescopes last year. Here's my thing. What are you going to do? If an asteroid comes and just starts, you know, it's an Earth ender or a planet killer, there's not much you can do. We saw that movie, Don't Look Up or something like that. And it always makes me wonder, and that movie was a great perspective of how different people would react. You know, there'd be a lot of people that just wouldn't take it seriously. There's people that are going to take it too seriously. Then there's going to be a lot of people that just rebel and just want to do horrible things because it's the end of time. And it makes you wonder, like, what would you do? And it also makes you wonder, would you even want to know? Part of me is, I wouldn't want to know. But then the other part of me is just like, man, if I knew I had 5 days until the planet Earth was just going to get obliterated by some space rock, you know, part of you is just like, well, I need to make sure I'm making some phone calls in you know, ending things in a positive note, or I need to spend more time. Okay, you know what? We're not doing any more miscellaneous bullshit, you know, going to the store or whatever. We're just going to hunker down and just spend time with the family type of thing. So I guess it's kind of a mixed bag. I would never want to just go out and just start doing horrible things. I don't understand why people would do that, but you know people would. So when I see this headline that is kind of sweeping across the, you know, the globe, of 27,500 overlooked near Earth asteroids, it's like, yeah, but what are you going to do with that? Because let's say that they're all going to impact, or even half. If half of those impacted the planet, what are you going to do if it's that high of a volume? Jack squat. Now, of those, they don't say how many are actually ones that would cause significant damage. But let's just say even 2%. That's still a high amount. So it's, I don't know, man. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. And if I'm going to get blown up by a freaking space rock, yeah, it is what it is. Try not to be a dick today. How about that? Because who knows? You might be walking down the street going to get your Starbucks, and then boom, shit gets blown up. Hey, were you a dick today? If not, good for you. If you were, not a good way to end it. This is ridiculous. And this is just rich people being just rich pricks, I guess. Bark Air is a new luxury airline for dogs. It's going to launch its first flights this month. And what's cool, though, in a sense, is it's not just for dogs to fly on there. It's the dogs with their parents, right? So you could get on this flight with your dog. But they're looking at it as the mentality of the dog is the main customer, right? So canines will travel with a dog's fly first mentality, complete with beverage choices like water or bone broth, warm calming towels scented with lavender, and treats and snacks. In fact, dogs will be treated with calming pheromones, music, and colors that they like the best. And all dogs will have access to calming treats, noise-canceling earmuffs, and calming jackets. I guess that's nice. It's a lot. If you're somebody that can afford this, which I'll get to the price here in a second, if you can afford this, I mean, that it's a lot less stressful on animals. And I guess that's fine. I wouldn't want to be a flight attendant on there because just imagine the smells. That's all I'm saying. It's one, if you got a dog that just drops a load somewhere on the plane, that's going to be disgusting. You got potential dog fights, which would be horrible. But also going back to the smell, you know, a lot of people don't bathe their dogs on a regular basis, so it's going to stink like dog in there, and it's just going to be gross. It's going to be gross. So flights from, let's say, New York and Los Angeles will cost $6,000 per dog and human pair, and $8,000 for flights between New York and London for each couple, essentially, for your dog and the parent couple. That's ridiculous. That's way too expensive. But this is a rich person thing. This is something that I would never even roll around in my brain as an option. Maybe if it was cheaper. But that being said, I don't plan on taking my dog with me on a vacation. Sorry, Jet. Sorry, Gary. Gary's a cat. Hey, what the fuck? You guys are boycotting cats? Huh? That'd be worse if you had cats in there. Cats. If it was a cat flight, they'd be getting into shit that they're not supposed to. And then there'd be cat fights everywhere. Cats running up the, you know, the flight crew's legs. Oh, my God. I used to have a cat that did that. When you'd get one of those whacked out, you know, what is it, catnip moods. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck, he's up my leg. Get him off. Get him off. Oh, son of a bitch. I don't know. I get it. I can appreciate the idea. But it's simply not something for me. That's just, that's rich people's issues, not mine. So God, but hey, if you can afford it, go ahead, you rich dick.
Right. As always.
Ken, you son of a bitch. Hey, real quick, Sugar Fire in Westminster, amazing place to go grab some barbecue. I was looking at the special today, which is a pulled rib Sammy, which is pulled rib meat in St. Louis sweet sauce. Pickle, onion on a toasted bun. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Sugar Fire Westy, and you're going to see what I'm talking about, because every single day, Chef Clint posts their daily specials, and it's really good. Like I said, today's the pulled rib Sammy, and also they got amazing specialty sides like brisket chili, Brussels in sweet chili, hash brown casserole, caramel pecan applesauce, smashed loaded potatoes, brisket mac and cheese, fried zucchini, mashed potatoes, Greek slaw, cucumber salad. Plus, listen, I'm going through what their specialties are. But if you just want to go old school and just go, hey, no worries, let's just get some brisket, okay? You can do that. Maybe you just want some smoked turkey. Maybe you want, a burger, smoked wings, stuff like that. They got it. You think of barbecue, this is the place to go. And they do it better than anybody else I've ever had in the state of Colorado. So freaking delicious. And they got amazing sauces to go with it. St. Louis Sweet. You got Texas Hot, coffee, Carolina mustard, and white barbecue. It's by far my favorite barbecue place in the state of Colorado. Nobody else holds a candle up to Sugar Fire in Westminster. You got to try it. It's family friendly, perfect for date night, and they even do catering. So you got to go and check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Sugar Fire Westie, or check them out online, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. And this is a great pairing with Sugar Fire in Westminster. It's Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It's like an alcohol bar, but for weed. It's awesome. And when you go over there to Jad's Mile High Smoke, you can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate, consume what you like, and then take the rest home. It's an amazing place where you can get flower, pre-rolls, concentrate, and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume with. You roll up to the bar over in there, okay? Check this out. Be like, I'll take a Dr. Pepper, and oh, you know what? Let's smoke some weed. And then they hand you a beautifully cleaned bong, because they clean them after every use, just like you would with a beer glass. That's what they do. There you go. Boom. If you want to hit it out of a bong. Pretty cool stuff. It's a full service bar, and the staff there is just fantastic. Jad's has 7 big screen TVs. You can watch your favorite sporting event or even host a watch party. They got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, and dominoes to choose from. Plus, they got a little arcade there, too, with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, and Mortal Kombat. You got to go over to Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's awesome. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. It's great. Go check them out. Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field and open from noon to 10. You got to be 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. It's Jad's at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. I like watching or reading some random stuff on Reddit. And if you ever go to Reddit, it's some stuff is nonsense, but sometimes you just stumble upon something and you're like, this is fucking gold. Gold. Gold, Jerry. Gold. This is what the headline read. I fessed up to cheating on my expenses and I got fired. Is that fair? Oh my God, are you kidding me? You stole from the company and now you're wondering, was it fair that they fired me? I mean, I was honest. Doesn't matter if you're fucking honest. You stole. It's pretty fucking cut and dry, dumbass. God, I was very honest when I filled out expense reports because I just didn't want to get in trouble. I always thought like that would be a dumb reason to get fired. Like you claimed, you turned in a receipt that, you know, I don't know. I don't even like to think about how you would cheat on it because I just didn't want to do that. I was just like, this is what I spent. I didn't try to claim something that was just for my own personal use. I only wrote down my expenses for stuff that was food, drink, and, you know, prostitutes, stuff like that. You normal stuff. I got a ZJ. Finally found out what it was. But I know some people that, all joking aside, I know people that were doing it the wrong way, and they would go to places that were a little shady, and then they'd write it off. And I'm like, no, not going to do that. Not going to do it. I don't want to get fired for something dumb like that. And for this guy to come out and say, you know, I fessed up. I was being honest. And I said, hey, I cheated on my expenses. It doesn't matter if it was $5 or if it was $500. You lied. That being said, if it was $5 that you lied on, you would think that a company would just kind of go, okay, you know what? You screwed up. We'll suspend you for a day or something like that. And plus, give us the $5 back. But in all honesty, it's like a theft is theft. If you did get fired for $5, they probably wanted to fire you anyway. You just gave them the green light. That's really what it is. Depends how bad it is. And if it's kind of light on what you stole, but they still fire you, it's because they wanted to fire you anyway. You just gave them an excuse to fire them, to get fired. That's, the company was probably so fucking happy. They're like, oh my God, Dave, what are we going to do about him? I don't know. Just nobody likes working with him. And then, you know, we just can't get a paper trail on this fucker to get rid of him. Hey, guys, can I sit down and talk? Sure, Dave, sit down and talk. Hey, I just got to confess. I actually was not telling the truth on my expense report. I actually spent, you know, an extra $10 on myself and got, you know, a hand job from a Guatemalan hooker. Anyway, I feel better that's off my chest. Dave, you're fired. That'd be stupid. Anyway, speaking of stupid, this is making a lot of headlines. Apparently, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has a problem with showing up to movie sets on time. And a lot of people are coming out and blasting him anonymously. And movie studios are trying to defend him and say this is being over-exaggerated and is absurd. But some people are claiming that he's showing up 7 to 8 hours late. And one of the big stories that, say, like TMZ is running with is, apparently, like a few years back in 2020, when Dwayne Johnson was shooting Red Notice with Ryan Reynolds, that he kept showing up late, The Rock did. So Ryan took him aside and got into it with him and said, dude, you can't be running late. You're screwing everybody over. And allegedly, Dwayne Johnson stormed off like LeBron James and just got pissy and left the set. But again, the studios are defending it and saying, oh, no, there's no truth to this. But maybe he did show up a few hours late a couple times. So apparently the new movie he's working on, I think it's called Red One or something like that, he's allegedly racked up an extra $50 million due to him showing up late, where cast and crew have to stick around waiting for him. So it's just building up and building up. And now, that being said, the cast and crew, they're getting paid. They're getting some extra cash. So in a sense, hey, he's a man of the people. His tardiness is, you know, putting kids through college, you know, paying medical bills. So while you can cast stones at Dwayne Johnson, He's doing good. He's putting money in people's pockets. Okay. It's not like he's stealing from them that we know of. Oh my God. No. I hate when people are late. I hate when I end up being late. I'm one of those people that I like to show up. If I'm supposed to be somewhere at, say, noon, I show up at I try to be there by 10 minutes till 50, you know, maybe 5 minutes till, but I don't like that much. It makes me feel very uncomfortable and gives me a huge anxiety. So I hate when people are late, and I really hate if I'm trying to do a job and you have to sit there with your dick in your hand because somebody's not showing up and you can't get things rolling. I just like to get things done and start going. According to an anonymous production assistant, he said he was regularly, 3 to 4 hours late on set, keeping 100 plus crew members waiting for no reason. And that was on the Ballers set. Same story when he was on the set of the 2018 movie Rampage. Also, the other thing that people are mad about with Dwayne Johnson is, because I know he does this and he's been open about it on social media, when he works out, he wants to maximize his time for working out, so he pees in bottles. Well, allegedly, he pees in bottles on the set because he's trying to make up time by not running to the bathroom, and he's always drinking water, so he'll just pee in a bottle and he leaves the pee bottles everywhere, hoping that his assistants will come and pick them up and dispose of them. That's disgusting. Could you imagine, like, you're on set, you have no idea, you're real thirsty, and you go to, oh, is that a lemonade? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, you're going to go throw up after that. That's disgusting. I think that's, if the, forget about the tardiness issue, which is annoying. Leaving your pee bottles everywhere, that's disgusting too. And that's so juvenile. I'm not a huge fan of Dwayne Johnson. I will say this. When I watch one of Dwayne Johnson's movies, I know I'm going to be entertained. He's not a great actor as far as he doesn't have a wide range. You know what you're going to get when you tune into Dwayne Johnson movies. It's going to be him, and it's going to be an action-packed movie. Yeah. He's not going to blow you away with, like, his acting skills. He's not going to be coming at you with some deep emotion. No, it's going to be slightly humorous and action-packed, okay? If I were to rank between, you got Dwayne Johnson, Dave Bautista, and John Cena. Those are three former wrestlers, but they're now actors. Who would I say are the top three? Dwayne Johnson's going to be the number three. He's nowhere close to being number one. I would have to say it'd be a close battle, but I would say Dave Bautista's number one as far as acting goes, and John Cena a close number two, and then there's a big gap between John Cena and Dwayne Johnson. Here's the thing, though. Dwayne Johnson's been doing it longer, and he just really ran with it. And hey, Dwayne Johnson's a lot more successful. He has a lot more money. He's in a lot more demand. But that being said, if I'm going to tune into a movie with Dave Bautista in there, I know he's going to do a fantastic job acting. Whether it's Drax, God, you remember Drax from, what's it called? I almost said Three Margaritas. That doesn't make sense. From Guardians of the Galaxy. Hilarious. Does a great job.
Yesterday, I made a poop shaped like a fish. Even my butt is capable of making an analogy.
He can do that, but then you see him in other movies where he's somewhat serious, and he does a fucking killer job. John Cena, if you've seen that one, Ricky Stenicki, that one, I don't know if that's the name of the movie or not, but that's his character, does a great fucking job. And he just, I don't know, John Cena's pretty fucking good too. Dwayne Johnson, yeah, it's not bad, he's just not great. And I think Dave Bautista is teetering on that line of being a great actor. John Cena, right behind him. I just feel like that they're more likely to give me something unique than when I tune into a Dwayne Johnson movie. I'll say it to his face. I'll fucking say it right now. Dwayne Johnson, talking to you, motherfucker. Just say take some acting classes and go outside your comfort zone. I'm not saying you have to do it like some serious drama, but go in there and don't be the lead actor. Humble yourself and be a side guy. Kind of like Dwayne did do that for the other guys when him and Sam Jackson were those cops. If you've ever seen the movie, it's hilarious. They're not in it for very long, but it's fucking hilarious. He needs to do more of that type of shit where he's there, but he's not the main focus. And when he's there, he's not playing the same guy that he always does. Just saying, Dwayne, you're late. Don't be the guy that shows up fucking late because nobody respects that. Okay. You're becoming a diva bitch if you're doing that shit. And don't fucking leave your piss bottles all over the place. That's disgusting. Could you imagine at your job site? And maybe you've had to deal with this. I could see construction workers doing this. You guys are sick fucks. You know that? I'm pointing my finger at you. I am. And you know I'm right. You know I'm right. But imagine like in an office building, if you're just like, what the fuck? Whose piss bottle is this? That'd be so gross. So disgusting. That's a great way to end the show. Wait.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, imagine the smell in your office if you had a bunch of piss bottles everywhere. Because, you know, it's eventually the smell is going to leak out, especially if you miss a little bit. And it's just going to be so freaking rank eventually. It's going to smell like a freaking gym locker room or just like a porta potty.
Right, as always.
You got it, Ken. Ken. Really, really contributing to the show today, Ken. Ken of Barbie. Well, thank you guys so much. Hey, real quick, I'm going to be at Le Eagle on May 9th, starting at 11 a.m. It's a dispensary down in Denver, 380 Quivis Street. I'm going to have some prizes to give away while they last, or you're going to want to hang out there. I'm going to be doing the show out there and talking with you, kind of, you know, I'm going to do my best to get a tour of a dispensary, and I've always wanted to do that. I've gotten tours of grow houses. Those were cool, but I'd like to see what a dispensary looks like, if they'll let me. I think that would be neat, but that's going to be cool. Again, that's going to be May 9th, so next week. So mark your calendars, Le Eagle, L'Eagle. And I'm going to be there starting at 11 a.m. with Mile High Sports. I'm going to be doing the show. I think Anilo is going to be out there. He's going to be my engineer, I think is what it is. And I'm going to treat him like a bitch. I'm not. He's a great guy and very intelligent. So I'll have to be really sneaky on how I'm going to be a bitch to him. Hey, thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Really do appreciate it. You guys are phenomenal. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe. If you can, share this, whether it's video or audio version. Please, if you could, that would be fantastic. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And big thanks to Bet Online for joining this program as another sponsor. So thanks to them, and go check them out. Again, betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have a great day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.